According to figures released on Monday, Czech inflation was running at 7.5% in February, as it was the previous month. Many Czechs are concerned about spiralling prices of everyday goods and services, and the government has even increased old age pensions to offer some relief to the elderly. So why is inflation so high, and how long can it remain at current levels? Dominik Jun has been finding out.
Last February, inflation in the Czech Republic stood at 1.5%. Newly released figures show that in February 2008, and for the second month in a row, inflation stood at 7.5%. Even though the Czech economy remains relatively strong, with 6.5% growth last year, while unemployment has fallen to 5.9%, concerns about the impact high prices are having on the Czech Republic remain. Perhaps unsurprisingly, figures suggest that Czech pensioners have been hardest hit, with a 9.3% increase in their cost of living in February, prompting the government to recently pass a slight increase in pensions. I asked economic analyst Vladimír Pikora what he thought lay behind the high inflation figures.
There were many, many factors, and the most important, the crucial one, is increase of water and heating. Besides that, we saw also an increase of oil prices, food. For example, we saw an increase of bread, which went up by 4% month on month. When we look at the prices on a year-on-year basis, we see very significant increase of energy, of food, of oil, and also housing. When we have a look at the rents, we see that the regulated rents went up by 29%. Therefore, it's really a huge jump for people who live in regulated flats.
These price rises are hitting Czechs hard. Compared to last year, the prices of many goods have soared. Milk by 29.5%, eggs by 30.7%, and flour by an astonishing 51.3%. And the price rises are not limited to basic goods. Electricity prices are up by 9.5%, gas is up by 16.5%, and even restaurant prices are up by 6.5%. Part of the increase is also down to the government's changing of VAT levels from 5% to 9%, as well as new health payments. I asked Vladimír Pikora whether he believed the high inflation figures were expected to get worse.
Well, we expect that the Czech prices or the inflation reached its highest level just now in these days. We are now about 7.5%, and over a couple of next months we will go slightly down. We expect the average inflation in this year to be around 6.7%, and at the beginning of the next year it will dip significantly as the effect of government measures will vanish, and therefore we expect to return to levels around 3%, which is quite acceptable and quite common in the countries around us. While the current inflation is extraordinarily high, not only compared to the previous development in the Czech Republic, but also to the development in Eurozone.
Most analysts predict that inflation levels in the Czech Republic will indeed return to normal levels by the end of the year. But with many economic woes predicted to be connected to climate change and increasing demands for limited non-renewable energy supplies, a long-term solution to rising prices may prove far more elusive.
Dominik Jun ending that report on record levels of inflation.